So I guess what I would like to do is there will be a number of questions, and we have actuals at least through November, maybe through November. And so it would be nice to be able to fill in the actuals in those parts of the budget before we consider it fully.
Okay. I would plug in the actuals in the budget. Actually, I think I can plug in the actuals from October to December. The actuals that I have. I don't know if Markeisha would mind that, because I would want to check with her first. Markeisha, I don't know. I think you're up to November as far as, or October as far as, you know, certifying the number.
I'm still working on October.
October.
So, yeah. That's
so
it would be the time when the system was down. That's all.
Yeah. So would it be okay for me to put the actuals that I have, or to wait on Markeisha?
Yes, that's fine. In that, in your budget, you can put what you have. That's fine. And once I update the financials, then the actuals will go in there, so it'll be updated. But it won't be off by, you know, it's a plus or minus a few dollars.
Yeah, we have we've compared our income statement.
Come out of the stack.
Are you guys done with your back and forth, Markeisha and Bertel?
Yeah.
Yes.
Yes, and Susan, were you okay with that?
Yeah. Thank you very much.
Okay. Very good. Go ahead, Kamal.
Just so I understand what's happening here. So when you say you want to enter actuals, we are going to enter actual expenses and revenue, or just revenue and then have a budgeted expense? What are we saying when we're entering actuals?
It'll be the actual revenue and expenses for each month.
Yeah. Got it.
Okay. One more follow-up, because I'm a little, we don't quite get financials, I guess, as timely as BAI maybe. So how are you able to do that and turn those numbers around so quickly, Bertel? How is that happening for you?
Oh, okay. What's your name, sir? Sorry.
This is Kamal Harris over at PFW.
Oh, hi, Kamal.
Hey, how you doing?
So, okay. I get a little off subject a little bit, but I go quickly so I can get back to the budget. For a long time, about 10 years ago, we were forced to get rid of our business manager of the finance department. And then we had a big cut, so everybody was gone. So I had to, as a general manager, take over. And it was very difficult to keep spreadsheets and so forth and so on. And the owner of the building suggested that I use QuickBooks Online. So I worked with the auditing company that quit a couple of years ago, and they gave me a chart of accounts, and then they worked with me to update, to set it up in a QuickBooks. And then I was lucky to have an intern that was a genius, young kid, you know, and then he really set the whole thing up. So I have all my revenue from the bank that are downloaded directly into this, and so are my expenses. The only expenses that are not downloaded into QuickBooks, I mean the revenue, are checks that we receive. So we go deposit them, and then once we deposit them in Chase, they go directly to be downloaded into QuickBooks. So it's not, you know, it's, so basically, you know, it's automatic. You know, it's within seconds. Like if I log in QuickBooks, I just go update, and then it takes everything that's in the bank and it downloads it into QuickBooks. For me, it was not. I didn't use it as an accounting tool, because I know NEDA or National Office was using that an accounting tool. I was using it as a spreadsheet to keep track of my expenses, because you know, we didn't have a department, so we had to keep track of things. To know what's going on.
Okay.
And then it turns out to be more accurate, pretty close to what nutrition sent out recently. You know, the things are off here and there because sometimes I would book something, maybe it should be in this month instead of in that month. But if you take 2-3 months together and then combine them, you know, the difference is that between what the national office has and what we have is like 2%. And 2% is basically accruals that I don't do here because I'm not really doing accounting. So what we have almost matches, you know, pretty closely to the.
I get it now. So it makes sense because we're sending everything up to the national office and then kind of waiting for it to turn around. You're basically doing everything in-house. All right. Makes sense. Thank you.
Yeah, I'm doing it in-house and I'm sending it to the national office. You know, I'm communicating with Markeisha. Markeisha has access to the bank account, to the QuickBook, to everything. So if there's something that looks strange, she can go look and ask. What is this? Why did you do this?
Yep. Understood. Thank you.
Okay.
First of all, could I ask you a quick question as long as we're in this break? You talk about actuals, the public service announcements have only been going on for a short period of time. How many months have we had the public service announcements?
We started in May 2022. May and June, we had two of them. And then we got paid in October. Now we have had a solid October, November, December, and now January of public.
And what are they averaging so far? What are they averaging per month so far?
You know, we have I don't have all of them right now. You know, in a spreadsheet that keep track of them, but they're probably averaging about $10,000 to $12,000 a month. You know,
so your estimate of 8,000 is conservative.
Yeah, I'm trying to be conservative because I also don't know. I don't know. You know, like this is new. I want to make sure that this is something that keeps repeating itself, so that I can be sure it's there.
So you can.
And
then I understand.
And we are targeting also another company, right?
Okay, let's go back to the budget because we're going to run out of time. Did I hear a voice?
Yeah, point of information, it would be very useful to have the actual revenues. This is such an important initiative that you all have taken on, and it would be great to see the actuals of revenues that you have received.
From the public service announcement?
Yes.
Oh, okay, yeah, I have that spreadsheet. I just need to update it because I think I'm missing like four of them. But so
great,
far we have, yeah.
What I want to know, not just what the contract amount was, but what is actually in the bank.
Actually, in the bank, we only have $10,000 in the bank because they are like us. We send them a bill 2 months later, and it takes them 3 months to send us the money. For example, the one in May, and June, we were paid in August 29th and September 27th. So, thank you. It takes 3 months about for them to pay us. So for October, November, December, it's going to take, you know, we're not going to see any check until January, February.
Back to the staff.
You could still give us an idea of what we're supposed to be, what we're expecting, right?
Yeah, of course.
Statement
from the city, you know, so it's just a bill. It's a receivable.
Beth,
right. Go ahead, Beth. I hear you, our Paul, but Beth was first. Go ahead, Beth.
Thank you. Yes. Bertold, this is Beth von Gunten from KPFK, and I chair the National Development Task Force. We meet on the 4th. Monday of every month, and I'm wondering if we can persuade you to come and present what you're doing with that to that task force, because it's notable for the success that you've had, this innovation. It seems like if we could get other stations tuned into that process, there, that's a very promising revenue stream. And you can, you don't need to answer right now. You can think about it. I'll email you about it. I just want to put the idea out there now as a one place where we could look at this more in depth, just specifically that item rather than.
I would be glad to do it. I was dreaming that if all five stations can bring in $20,000 from that kind of source, easy source, the city, Department of Health, Transportation, Sanitation, that kind of stuff, that could be $100,000 coming into the network.
That's right.
And exactly.
Thank you. I'll be in touch.
This is Stephanie. There are some cities that do not pay for PSAs. For example, the city of Los Angeles, their departments do not pay for any PSAs. They anticipate that organizations will run public service announcements for the city free of charge. So we have looked into that for the city of Los Angeles, and they do not pay for it. But there is the possibility of maybe going to the county and trying to see if there's funds from the county, and then also talking to, again, local congressmen and city council members to see if they have any sort of discretionary funds that could be used for a PSA program. But it varies from city to city where our stations are. But we're definitely looking on how we can implement that idea and plan, but possibly not with city services, but with county.
Back to the stack.
Okay, well, our poll is on the stack next. Are we done with this colloquy? Beth, were you done?
Just one further thing about this very briefly.
Let's beg our poll's indulgence. Can we let them have one more go around? Our
All right.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Go ahead, Beth.
Thank you. I just wanted to add that there are other jurisdictions that could be approached, that cities and counties are a good bet. Congress people are a good bet. But there are also, in California, they're called special districts. I'm not sure what they're called in other areas. But things like school districts or the fire department or the water districts or various parks and recreation or resource conservation districts, there are hundreds of them. And if any of, like out here, there's been a big push up until very recently, there was a big push to get out public service announcements about water conservation. And it would be the water districts that would have the budget for that. So there are many, many jurisdictions that could be approached. Thanks. That's all.
Thank you for the stack.
Jim, are you muted?
Me?
Sorry, yes, I was muted. I was asking, I didn't hear the voice if somebody was asking for the stack.
Sharon for the stack, please, after our
poll. Oh, Sharon, okay. Gotcha, Sharon. Okay, go ahead, our poll.
Okay. All right, so Berthold, this version of the budget is projecting after central services a deficit of 144 grand, right?
Yeah, for now.
Oh, for now. Okay.
Well,
how are we looking at payment of central services? You figure that's, you know, going to get paid this year or not so much, or what do you think?
Well, the PSAs that are helping us try to figure out, you know, how we're going to get to that. And then if you look at, in changes, this is what I wanted to discuss.
Yeah.
If we look at changes, column C, that's potential. You know, this budget has $72,000 right now current theater tickets and $105,000 estimated PSA. If we're very lucky and then there's a lot of hard work, we can have $90,000 for theater tickets. David Rothenberg has been doing well. We've been playing him a lot as well at the station. event was zero, so that's 30,000 we could add to it. And the estimated PSA could be 180,000. You know, that would be, that would mean 15,000 a month as opposed to 8,750. So that would mean basically getting another PSA or two, or three or four. You can get smaller amounts. We haven't really dug yet into, I mean, our next target is the Department of Sanitation for recycling. So if you do all of that, you are adding another 123,000. And so that would be, that would get you very close to the budget. To the balanced budget.
Again, so the budget bottom line is 144 in red.
Yeah, but because I didn't put those in there, because these are the committee.
Right. The other part of the question is regarding the PSAs. We don't have a contract or anything with the city. We have just approached some people, and they've basically given us these PSAs to do, but there's no contract or anything whereby we're supposed to do it and they're supposed to pay us for it yet, right?
No, that's very wrong.
So you figure the 144 would be taken up by the you figure the 144 is going to be made up by, like, the I guess it's what, 48,000 between theater tickets and events.
Yeah.
And then you put the PSAs in as 75 grand as a difference. So you figure those three things are going to put us in the black at the end of FY23.
Well, you know, we've already, like, 3 months into the for the October, November, December end of FY 2023, so I think that by February we will have a pretty good idea of how steady the PSAs are coming. We have them in January. Can we get the Department of Sanitation, and then what else do we target? The discretionary fund. I found the files that we filed in 2011 or whatever it is, like 31 different files and things that they asked for. So the deadline is February something, early February. So that's not even counted in there. So by the way, the person that reached out to us was, one of them was the VP, Senior Account Director of App Ad Media. That's the company that hired by the city to do their marketing, and then a VP of Multicultural and Diversity Partnership Strategy, App AD Media, 275 Madison Avenue. That's the heart of New York. So these people are, so these are, like, solid people.
All right. But so the bottom line is, yes, there's no contract. So we're just
contract.
We're doing it, and it's looking good so far. And that's how we got it. And you figure those three items will put us in the black, right?
Yes.
All right. Thank you.
Bertold?
Yes.
Bertold? Yeah. I wanted to ask you two things. Well, let me ask you one thing, and I'll ask Stephanie the other thing. This Madison Avenue group, can you explain again what that's about?
That's a third party. You know, they have all these probably for-profit third-party organizations that the city hires to do their marketing. That was the Department of Health. The Department of Transportation has something different. It's like we have a senior broadcast buyer. She is works for the Sherry Matthews, MATTHEWS Group, Sherry SHERRY Group. The reason why we were not being successful in the past is because we kept on going to the city and it transferred us from one place to another, one department, where it seems like the city outsources those things, and then we have to kind of look into finding who they hire to do their marketing, and then that's that's when we started getting successful. But, you know, the truth of the matter is we've been looking into these things for, like, 4 years, 5 years. So it's not like we were, like, geniuses or extremely successful. It's just eventually we landed in the places where we needed to be. It's like this is a big bureaucracy.
Okay, thank you. Thank you, Bertel. And Stephanie, I wanted to ask you a question, if you could. We had previously talked about this initiative, and in particular, the aspect of it that has to do with discretionary funds and getting this discretionary funds. And I asked you if that was one of your areas of expertise, and I think you said yes. And I asked, I wondered if you could help WBAI with, you know, possibly communicating with the politicians who have these discretionary funds, the office holders. Is that offer still good? And can you begin talking to Bertel about that, perhaps?
Yes, very much. And Bertel has sent me information already, so he's definitely on top of it with getting with moving forward with that. And he's been extremely helpful in sharing what they're doing. He and Linda both have been extremely helpful in sharing with me and the other stations what they're doing with the PSAs, because it's a great opportunity for us to get additional revenue, obviously. And so we're hoping that we can, you know, again, roll this out with how it is that they're doing it with the other sites and just make sure that we're hitting and targeting the correct places that can provide funding for us.
Good, good, good. I appreciate that. And while I've got your ear here for a moment, I'm going to go a little off topic and ask you about something I think I asked you about it in another context, but just to reiterate, we had an issue with Four Times Square and the transmitter and at the antenna where they were doing maintenance. And so we were down during our fundraising for significant periods of time where we couldn't broadcast, and it cut into our fundraising. And I think it was Arthur who was going to go and negotiate with the people at Four Times Square to see if we could get a rebate on some of our rent during that time. Do you know how that's coming along?
Arthur sent them a letter last week.
Oh. Yeah. I'm asking Stephanie, Bertel.
Yeah, no. He's got it. We were both CC'd on the letter. Arthur sent them a letter last week, just as Bertel was saying, and he broke it down on the cost per day of what they should be providing us as a credit toward the amount that's due. So Arthur is on it, and Bertel and I have been CC'd on that, so we will make sure to, you know, continue pinging him to make sure that he follows through. But yeah, he's on
that
it.
That was the question. Thank you very much for that. Let's get back to the budget, Bertel.
Okay.
Excuse me, I think I asked to be on the stack, James, several times.
Who's that? Who's that, Sharon?
Sharon.
Yeah. Okay, go ahead. Go ahead.
Okay.
Go ahead,
okay.
Sharon.
Thank you. All right. So I just want to make the point, I've said this before, and I'm going to say it again. I don't think that government funding is really a great option. I believe that the Pacifica mission statement is for community radio, which means going to the community for support. And I think we have plenty of evidence all around us that funding from the government comes with strings oftentimes about what can be said and what cannot be said. I think we've all witnessed that over the last 2 years. And there's a lot of talk. And so I just want to make that point. I don't think we should be going. I don't think Pacifica should be going after government funding. I think Pacifica should be going after its mission, which is community radio, which means reaching out to the community and getting community support, which actually leads me to my question. I looked at the income lines, and I don't see a line for fundraising. I actually just don't see it, so I'm kind of confused why that is not on here. And then I have another question after that.
You don't see a line
for fundraising.
What do you mean by that?
I don't see a line for the fund drive, for like where your fund drive income would be shown. I don't see that on this budget.
You look at the budget. The budget sheet, budget fiscal year 2023, that's projected every month is very elaborate. This is a budget that's based on a very elaborate spreadsheet that was done by Efren Larinas, way back then, and I believe Marquisha used to use that and is familiar with it. It's very detailed. I talk about residual money coming in.
Excuse me. No, first of all, excuse me. I'm sorry. I'm asking a very simple question. Okay, I've looked at many budgets. KPFA has a budget, and we have a line item that shows our fundraising, which, of course, would vary month per month because some months, you know, when you have the fund drive, there's going to be more income in that month. And then when you don't have a fund drive, you're not going to have that. So I see, you know, line 10 is, you know, the other income, the BAI buddy, which I understand is, you know, the people that are subscribers, you know, people that donate every month. I understand that. What I'm not seeing, I just don't see on this budget, I don't see the line that shows where your fund drive income would go.
That's the first one, line 4. Listener support, 5,000. 998.
Okay, well, some budget I have, it goes from line 2 to line 9. I don't know. There was some strange thing with this budget. Okay, I don't see that on the one I'm looking at.
If you scroll up, you'll see it. That's because I
It's not there. Okay, so that's fine. I don't see it on this one. It's fine. If you say it's there, it's there. I just don't see it. Okay, this is my other question. I'll look for it in the next budget. I don't see it on this one, but okay, I believe that it's there. My next question is this. Expenses. I see salary and related expenses on line 30. Okay, and then I don't understand then what the programming expenses specifically detail, what the development expenses detail, and I'm not even sure what COMM is. Well, I don't care about that. What I'm interested in is what specifically are the administrative expenses that are separate from salaries, what are the programming expenses that are separate from salaries, and what are the development expenses that are separate from salaries? That's what I'm interested in.
Okay, so if you go to line 82, you'll see every single thing that from administrative expenses that add up to the 302,000. And if you go, and then that's line 116, column AA. And if you go to 133, that's when you start programming expenses. You go all the way down to 163, line 163, you see $207,000 for programming expenses. Biggest amount of that is the tower rent, which is $174,000, which is basically what
Okay, thank you. I see that now. I see that. Thank you. Mm-hmm.
Of it plus the utility towers, and then you have the development expenses, which is third-party premium, fund drive expenses. This is that includes, you know, ACD call center, a little $30,000 in advertising and promotion. So that gives you total development expenses of $296,000, and of course community events. You know, if we're going to do event, then we're going to have to, or theater tickets and things like that, we're going to have to pay for some of that stuff. So this is altogether $32,000. One of the things that I anticipated that was going to ask of me is that if you take a look at, I'm going to bring it up because it will come up, it always comes up. It is consultants. You know, why do you have so many consultants, so much money in consultations and stuff like that? Basically, if you take my consultants, most of my consultants, and you add it to salaries and related expenses, it's close to what most of the stations have. So what is my consultancy made up of? Let's go over it very quickly. My consultant expenses.
I'm sorry. I really do appreciate you doing this. I really, really do. I couldn't see it before, but now I'm seeing it. But can you just tell me what line you're on when you say the consultants?
Okay. The consultant, if you go into administrative expenses, that's like probably the first line item.
Okay. Thank you.
$483.
Thanks.
$10,000 a month. I have a spreadsheet that I didn't share with you. I'm not sure, like, most of those consultants are not employees, so I don't know if it, you know, I can share those things with you, but I will go over it very quickly. For administrative consultant, it's $6,000 for the year. So we have a guy who comes and cleans for $260 a month, and then a guy who gets the Metro card for $127 because he comes in volunteer and then, you know, he's retired, needs transportation to come to the station, basically comes every day, processes our premiums. So that's a total of 3% of all our consultant fees. The second consultant fee is programming. So we have people who do the morning show, and basically all our morning show, and the assistant to Leonard Lopez. So these are our consultants for programming. And that adds up to $58,000. So 32% of our consultant expenses. That's our morning show, and we used to do the news, so we stopped that. But for development, we have a webmaster. So that comes to a certain amount of money, I guess. It's about $30,000. We used to have a social media person that was $31,500. She quit because she wasn't getting paid on time. And then basically we have $28,000 of paying people to pitch because we haven't gotten it together yet to get producers and all that stuff to pitch successfully. So we have Christian Blasio, Tony Bates, different people that we pay to pitch professionally. So that's 55%. That's what development consists of. And we have board apps. Our people go on vacation. And they go on vacation, we replace them by people who man the board. That's 17,000, 10%. So that's your 178,000 consultants. So that's what is considered as consultant. In a normal organization, if we're solid.
I'm sorry. I really do appreciate this, but I don't see the 178,000 consultants. I'm not sure what line you're on there. I do see the consultants on line 83 under administrative expenses.
Yeah, so that's $120,000 right there. Plus, plus there's a few more consultants.
I'm going to ask you to suspend for a moment. Can you suspend for just a moment? So, Sharon, you've asked a series of questions. Are you pretty much done with your questions now?
No, okay, I just want to get to that last question, and then I'll be done. I was having a hard time. I just haven't looked at this before, and
you're finding what you need. It's okay.
The lines before, I just couldn't see them, but now I see them, so I'm appreciating this.
Ask your last one, and then I'm going to say that we're approaching our time on this item.
That was it.
And we'll need to discuss what to do.
Just finish his answer on the consultants, and I'm done. No more questions.
Yeah, so
Beth with a question.
Hold on, Beth. I hear you.
The rest of the consultants spread programming because they have to be, you know, put in some in admin and the other ones are in programming and stuff like that. Yeah.
Okay, thanks.
Okay, Beth, yeah, can you do this quickly because we need to figure out where we're going to go now. Go ahead, Beth.
Yes. Just as a follow-up on Sharon's questioning and to Bertold, just as a reality check, I realize that this PSA program is new and you have limited experience with it so far, but to date, have you experienced any pressure from the New York City Public Health Agency that's funding this to influence programming in any way?
I am glad you asked that question. Not only did we not experience that, but we also... for example, the Department of Transportation, they ask us to do the PSA for them. And for them, for transportation, I mean, I cannot imagine what would be the pressure. The PSA has been, if you're driving a car in New York City, make sure you slow down when you're making the turn so that you don't hit someone. We don't want to have any casualties. If you're walking in New York City, look up and down before crossing the street. If you're a truck, you have to make the turn at 5 miles an hour because you have a blind spot. So there's no pressure on that one. Department of Health, people say that could, there could be pressure. They're talking about COVID and stuff like that for 30 seconds. But one of the ways that we did get this PSA from the Department of Health is they weren't sure because we didn't have enough listenership. And I basically told them, I said, listen, we have a bunch of people who do not really believe in the vaccine or in the Department of Health or Dr. Fauci. We are very familiar with the Tuskegee experiment and all of these conspiracy issues. If there is one population you need to reach, is our population, because we are very skeptical. And that's how I gained them to do the PSA. We are actually right now having a town hall meeting tomorrow. Sponsored by WBI Radio and the Movement to Protect the People. It is about criticizing the mayor of the city for some of his policies. So we do not. I would not budge. You know, that's what we do. You know, that's what we do. We criticize the mayor. I mean, the mayor of the city of New York, which I guess he oversees those departments. Tomorrow is going to be a pretty heavy town hall on him, and then we are co-sponsoring that. And our logo is all over the flyers and everything that they're promoting.
Okay, Bertold, I'm going to ask you to suspend for a moment.
May I?
I'm sorry. Everybody, hold on. Everybody, hold on for a second. Excuse me. I just want to point out that is not an official town hall in the Pacifica bylaws sense of a town hall. That's an event that WBAI is sponsoring it by way of broadcasting it. And then I want to say that we are past our time for this item. It's now 13 minutes past 10. Our time certain is 10:15. So if we want to have some questions or some more back and forth, we need to have a motion to extend time.
I move to extend by 5. Beth?
Okay, Beth, I'm going to amend your motion and ask you to make it 10 so that you can have your 5 and we can do whatever we need to with that. But then we need to talk for a moment about what we're going to do here. We just got this budget distributed, just like we just got the financial. So I think we need to come back in 2 weeks and do this again, and then we'll be able to go into the budget in more detail, and we'll also be able to go over the 2022 financials in more detail, and then we can finally get these things approved and out the door to the PMB or to the general managers, as the case may be. So is there any discussion on extending for 10 minutes? Hearing none, is there any objection? Hearing none, that's done. And Beth, I know you've asked for the floor. Is there anyone else who would like to ask for the floor at this point?
Yeah.
Julie.
Yeah, Susan.
Julie, Susan. Anyone else? Okay,
Markeisha.
Let's start with Beth. Was that Markeisha? Yes, absolutely. Anyone else? All right, we all have 5 minutes, so let's try to keep it short, folks. Go ahead, Beth.
Yes, just to complete my thought in following up on Bertolt's response, I don't consider quote-unquote government to be necessarily anyone other than us. I've been elected to public office a couple of times to our little local water district. You can walk across the whole thing in less than an hour in any direction. It's the only entity owned by the people who live within that district. I consider that clearly part of the community. They're part of other larger water agencies and commissions. I think to lump all government into some alien force is possibly how they get away from us. If we don't want that to happen, then we need to be involved with them and to treat them like the community that they have been elected to serve. So thank you.
Okay, Julie.
Yeah, I don't necessarily need a response to this evening, but what I would like to know a little bit more about is how Berthold worked with Markeisha and or Stephanie in developing this budget and the degree to which they're, you know, they've already seen this budget and, you know, kind of are on board with it. But I don't need an answer to that tonight.
Okay, perhaps you could remember that and ask it again next week or next time we meet.
And I'd be happy to send an email just to, you know, kind of remind people of that, too.
Yeah,
thanks.
Thank you. Thank you. Oh, boy.
Susan,
couldn't read my handwriting. Go ahead, Susan.
I can't read mine even when it's my own name. So, you know, it happens. Okay, I guess I'm kind of talking a little bit about, you know, what's next. I know I have a whole bundle of questions. And in no small part, because as has been pointed out to me, I don't understand the WBAI budget. And so perhaps there is some homework that can be done at least between this meeting and next, where we can, you know, send written questions, maybe through you or our poll or whatever, to Berthold, so that we can say, what does this mean? You know, what is included here? There's a lot of, I mean, his rundown about what the consultants were, very helpful. But we saw a line for 120K. He mentioned 170. So there's a lot to cover in all of this. And then perhaps we could also, I'd like to, you know, make it just maybe a little more clear that Markeisha and Stephanie are prepared to kind of address any questions they have about it so that that conversation can move forward between now and next meeting.
Okay. Markeisha.
I don't know. That wasn't me, so I don't know who sounded like me. So I'm not on the
stack. It was you. Oh, I'm so sorry.
No, it was me. It was Susan.
Oh, okay.
Was
there anyone else?
It
was me who volunteered Markeisha's name, okay, for questions.
Okay. Very good. Okay. So,
The person who spoke before, I understand the point very clearly. One other thing I would suggest is I don't know exactly how this committee feels, but, you know, we could do a Zoom session and have one budget open. That I go through, that everyone is seeing at the same time, and we can go through it. Also, feel free to call me, text me, call me, and then go over these things individually so that when we get to this meeting as a group, you will know exactly what is which. You know, but basically this budget is, the way this budget was designed is that you have the summary on top, and then the summary is linked to at the bottom, the detail of each department, that adds up to the summary. So if you go all the way to line 67, that's your budget. That's the summary of the budget. And then you go further down, these are the details that feed the summary on top, from 69 down to, you know, all the way down to, 188. All of these things, they add up and feed up to everything from 1 to 69.
Mr. Chair?
Go ahead.
I believe that Berthold is very graciously responding to some of my, you know, thoughts. And I think that if he could have a training session with some of us, it would be very helpful to me. The WBAI budget is very important. It's much more complicated than KPFT, and you treat things differently. That would be very helpful to me if he would be able to provide that opportunity for us.
Well, my number.
I think that's kind of like, I'm just going to interject a comment here. I think that's what these meetings are for. Do we really need to do a separate session?
I have many questions. I have probably 30 questions. These meetings are not a good place
before,
to be able to ask so many questions.
I was going to say, we put up with your questions before.
Okay. So
dog, and I said,
yeah, I know. You jumped down Sharon's throat for a few. I don't want to. We need to be able to get more information from Berthold offline, rather than trying to accomplish all of that in an NFC meeting.
Berthold, you're trying to speak. Go ahead.
It's okay. I think, you know, the most effective way to do this is to send me an email with the questions, and then I shall answer immediately, and then you call me, so that way we can have an effective conversation and going over anything that you want. I would speak to every single one of you separately, no problem. My number is 646-620-783. My wife is looking at me. She's not happy with what I just did. But that's okay.
I was going to say, I bet your wife loves you.
But I will speak to everyone separately about this. But if you send an email for us with all the questions, I can go in details and break it down, just like the consultant. You know, I can block the names of those people. Actually, I think I'm going to block the names of those people and send them to you. After I sent the budget and those three sheets that I sent, I realized that consultant was going to come up, so I added it to my stuff. I would just actually, send it to you to Apple in a few minutes, and then and remove the names.
Okay, I don't want to get in the middle of this, but if that's acceptable to Susan, and if everyone understands, they also can approach Berthold individually. And he seems to be willing to do that. That's what we'll do.
Jim, this is Heather. I've also on.
Oh, hi, Heather.
I just also wanting to chime in, and I've been listening to all of this, and to really thank Berthold for his profound analysis about it all. So thank you, Berthold. That's from me, Heather.
I thank you.
My pleasure.
Okay, we are now at
Mr. Chair. Is that Heather Gray?
Heather Gray.
Okay,
yes,
I got to make note of who shows up at the meeting. So, okay, thank you.
Okay, I'll probably want to do a poll here and see who else is there. Or is it only if they speak?
Well, I've collected several people so far, and so that's the last one. If you haven't identified yourself before, do so now. Yeah. I don't hear anything new, so I think I've got everybody.
Okay. So we are now at, we're very close to our time, but we did need to talk briefly about setting an executive session at the end of our next meeting, so at least we could approve the minutes that we have to approve. Does anybody have any thoughts on that?
I move to set an executive session at the end of the next NFC meeting. At the end of the next public NFC meeting.
Right. Any discussion? Any objection? Hearing none, good. We'll have a brief executive session at the end of our next meeting. And if anything else comes up, Stephanie or Markeisha, if there's anything that we need to talk about in executive session, we can do it then. So I believe that brings us to the end of our meeting. We're at time. And so I'm going to – yes.
Jim, I can go?
Yes, you can go, and Markeisha can go. And we thank you, Berthold, for being here. And Markeisha, we especially thank you for staying. That was much appreciated.
I sent the consultant
Thank you.
A list without the consultant name to Apple.
Very good.
So you can share that with the community.
Very good. Okay. All right, then. Thank you, Stephanie. Thank you, everyone.
Thank you, Art Paul, for doing all the secretarial work. We appreciate that very much. Thank you, Fred Blair, for being our streamer and our access code provider. And thank you very much, Markeisha and Berthold. And we are adjourned. Thank you very much, everyone. Good night.
Thank you.
Thanks. Good night.
Good night.
Early meeting.